unless you have a revelation, you'll know I can't go anywhere else. You see, that's why I can't go to church anywhere else, because I know God put me in this, and I know that what's being taught out there is far less than what's being taught in here. I know the Word of God that's been revealed to this body. It's like the doctrine of the Godhead. That revelation, when I heard that, when I heard Brother Souders' revelation, and then when I went through all the Scripture on it, once in a while we need to go through it again. Our young people need to hear it again. I wrote a book on that several years ago and never did publish it. And I had it translated into Spanish. I'm fixing to have it printed, just to be a little pamphlet. But it's on the Godhead, understanding the Godhead. You don't even hear that terminology. The word Godhead ain't even in the Old Testament, and it's not in the New Testament very many times. But the Scripture does says in talking about Christ, in Him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. But what that meant was is that Jesus, God put Christ over everything, and God's headship was in Christ in a bodily form here on the earth. He was God's representative on earth, and He was the only one that had the headship of God in His life. There wasn't anybody else coming under that headship. He had to go through a process to get in order Himself. He had to go through a process to find the order of God before He could be the head of it. The Lord He's doing a great work today. And what we're in is something marvelous. What God's called you to, that's the reason I want you young people to get it. I don't want y'all to. You know how many young people's come up in here and went out and they're gone yet? They didn't make it. They may be back after a while, but they'll come back with a lot of scars and a lot of damage, and they'll have to get a lot of things out of their mind and out of their spirit. If you can get the revelation while you're here, and if you can stay committed to God, God can really get a hold of your life, you will be able to go a long way in the order of God. God will use you in a great way. I hope you young people want to be used of God. I think you do. I think some of you have got a desire to be used of God. Some of you no doubt have callings on your life, and some of you men and some of you girls are probably called to support a man of God someday. God may have already chose your spouse for you. Do you believe in that? Do you believe God? Do you want to marry the man God wants you to marry, you girls and you boys? Are you wanting the girl God's got for you? You'll probably find out at some point in life that God, if you was a dedicated young person, God will watch over you. He'll protect you and help you. God will work things out in your life. It helps a lot to know how to find favor, how to locate God's will in your life, and how to be content and knowing that I'm serving Him. I'm doing His will. I have God's favor. I feel it. It's in my life. God's continually given me revelation. You young people don't have to wait till you're grown and married and, 30 years old to get that. You can get that now. I believe that. I know it. I don't just believe it. I know it. I know you young people can have revelation from God. You can understand the scriptures now. You'll have to apply yourself. But look, how many of you are watching some of these Winter Olympics? Look at them people. Some of them people train day and night almost for 4 years just to get a gold medal wrapped around their neck. After they get it, they can throw it on a shelf. And it, you know, they can feel good about it. They accomplish something. You know how many, you know how far people would be in God if they just had that, if they just had a desire to spend 4 years in total dedication to learn the Word of God. My Lord. You know, those people go through more than what a lot of people go through to get a college degree. They do. I had a young man on there the other night. I didn't watch. I don't think I watched what he done, but he was from Brazil, and some guy found him. He was found on the streets in Brazil, a pauper. Some guy found him at the age of 4 and took him and groomed him because he saw he had talent, and they groomed him. They raised him up for the purpose of winning a gold medal in the Olympics. Dear God, I thought to myself, it's too bad some preacher didn't find that guy and spend 15 years teaching him the Word of God and helping him to know Jesus. But you know, y'all realize we may have to admit sometime that we haven't really put him first. We may. Let me just tell you something. If you can get focused on God, He'll focus on you. If you'll give God a little bit of your time, He'll give you a lot of His. It doesn't take much to get His attention. Let me show you how God is. When the prodigal son left home and took his inheritance and just squandered it and found himself in a hog pen eating hog slop, and finally decided, you know, he decided that I'm not worthy to go home and be anything more than a servant, but the servants in my daddy's house are better off than I am, and I'm going to go home and just see if I can be a servant. But when his daddy saw him, he took off running for him. He was walking towards his dad, but his daddy took off running for him. That's how God is. You can mess up your life, and if you decide to turn it over to come back to God, He'll run towards you. And He won't just make you a servant. He'll want to make you a son again. He'll want you to have your inheritance back. He can give you whatever He gave you and you squandered. He said, bring that ring. Bring the ring of sonship. Emblem of my everlasting love. Bring it and put it on his finger and let's have a banquet. Oh, what a God we're serving. Hallelujah. He can, you know, he may not save you from all your troubles, but he'll save you out of all of them. He'll get you through them. And if he takes you through trouble, it'll make you strong. It'll make you humble. If you'll take it right, God will make something. It'll do something to you that'll make you more like him. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I just wanted to say a little bit there and take up the prayer request. I said more than I meant to, really. But we need to pray for Brother Dotson. He's in the hospital with pneumonia today in the Baptist Hospital. He's in room 409. So, Baptist, Brother Ernest Dodson. So, let's pray for him. Of course, this is always bad time for Sister Wilkins. Sister Rice, is she doing okay? Still sick? Let's keep praying for her. Let's keep remembering Brother Ron Johnson's wife up in Seattle Cancer Clinic. And then Sister, or Aunt Susie's what we call her. Let's keep praying for her. She has ovarian cancer. And she's facing surgery, chemotherapy, and it's the kind of chemotherapy that is very hard. You know, lose all your hair and sick. And she's 82 years old. It'd be hard for her to go through that and surgery too. And but she, the doctor told her, said, you don't want to die with ovarian cancer and not do anything. You don't want to die like that. It's a horrible death. So let's pray for her. She's, I know y'all are just beginning to learn her, but we've known her for many years, and she just counts as family. She knows we're not, you know, she knows that there's something different about this people. But she loves it. She loves this. And she's been to the campground. She's been to the church in Springfield many times and down through the years. She just gets right in. She just, you know, when you've got the love of God and the Holy Ghost in your life, it makes up a lot of difference for people. And she's her son that was here with her, he really enjoyed himself the other day. And none of you know his testimony, but he used to be on drugs so bad he didn't even know who he was. He's got quite a testimony. God's really touched him, cleaned his life up. And but let's pray for her. She's worthy of our prayers. I know her well enough, I can tell you. She's a dedicated saint of God. And you see, God's got people like that all over the world. God's got people a lot of places that they've never been a part of this, but they're his people. He loves them. And they've got something from him. They've been touched by him, blessed by him. And they may know, some of them may know. I know I don't have a complete understanding, but I know him. I know he's touched me. I know I've touched him. I know I'm his child. He's helped me through so many things. So God's going to help us all find one another before this is over. Yes, Brother Stewart, they still haven't been able to find anything wrong with him, have they? Right. Constricted. So let's pray, Brother, that God would heal him. Let's pray God would heal him. I mean, I know the Lord may have a purpose in it, and if he doesn't heal him, we'll accept what God does, but I'm asking God, you know, to give us some miracles and give us some healings. Brother Stewart's a real servant of God to the Lord and to this assembly, and I would love to see God touch him and just heal him. And I wouldn't care if they ever found out what was wrong with him. If he just woke up in the morning and he said, "Hey, it's over," you know, that'd be all right with me, wouldn't it, you? And what else? I know there's other needs here. Sister Elsie. All right. Let's keep remembering her family, Sister Lisa. All right. Lost her husband in a heart attack. All right. Unspoken request, Sister Abraham. All right. Her family. Brother Curtis. Sister Karen needs a touch. All right. Brother. All right, we keep their trying to buy a home. They've got a contract on the home. So let's pray God will help them with that. Brother Michael Smith's supposed to close on his house Monday. Have they got another kink? All right. But anyway, let's pray that thing will get closed. Brother Durham's got this is really a miracle. He's eligible to take his master plumber's license. That would mean that he could, well, that's about as high as you can go, isn't it, Brother Matt, as a plumber. And so we never dreamed that Arkansas would allow him to do that. But the test for that is a lot different than just a journeyman's. He could pass the journeyman's part, but the others, you got to know all the pipe sizes. It goes, you got to know how many square foot a building is and what size pipe has to go into that. You know, you got to know all this stuff that you don't have to know just to get your journeyman's license, and the size of vents for like hot water heaters and all that stuff. I mean, you might be able to look on the hot water heater and it tell you what size vent, but he's got to know why. He's got, you know, there's questions on a test that you can't just say, well, read the instructions that comes with the unit. It don't work that way. So he's having to study all this stuff that some of it he's never had to know all the details of. So let's pray God would help him get all that in his mind and pass that. This test has four portions to it. And he's already passed part of it, but he's still got some portions of it that he's going to have to really cram for to pass. So let's pray God to help him. Because as soon as he gets that, he can quit working for Walmart. I appreciate Brother Durham. You know, I mean, here he is, guy that's been making, you know, money up into the $40,000 a year, and he come down here and just go to work for Walmart, making $8 and something an hour, just because he knows he needs a job until he can find something better. And he's working on it, so. I appreciate that. You know, some people just sit around and say, well, I can't live on that. Well, start out somewhere and see what God will do for you. And that's the way we've always done it. Anyway, let's pray. What else? Sister Wallace, good to have y'all here tonight. And I'm going to, next week I plan to be making a trip over to the Dominican Republic and Haiti and take an offering over. So let's give tonight for the missionary work. I wish you'd pray about this for me. Brother Emilio Green and Brother Elias, I felt for a long time that those two men needed to put their churches together. How many times you heard this in the body? That two pastors are to put their church together and both of them are to stay in the church, but they need to get busy going out and helping and building other churches, and just, you know, that'll be their home base. When I shared that with them, they said, Brother Smith, that will work. I said, yeah, I think it will work. I think God's talked to me about it. Well, I could tell they couldn't see, you know, it didn't. That just didn't register in their brain right then. So I gave them time. Well, finally, Brother Elias, the people that he had a building where he was having church. Of course, they live in the same town, but different parts of it. But the people that he was renting his building from decided they wanted to remodel it. They said, when we're done, we'll rent it back to you. But he couldn't find another place. And he had to move his people in with Brother Green. And they've been together now for over a year. And those people you can't tell who belongs to which church. And those pastors compliment one another so much, and they love one another. Sometimes I get on to them. Or I'm getting on to one of them, and the other, and it's just like two kids, and the other's saying, you know, he didn't mean to do it. You know, don't get on to him. He's taking up for him. They take up for one another. So I tell them, you want part of this? Just get in here with it, and you can have part of it too. It's not as bad as it sounds. I'm not. But those men are, you know, they're working directly under me with churches that I've went over there and established. And I want those men to do things right. And there's some things that they're having to learn. I was talking to Brother Green the other day. I told him, I said, Brother Green, you come up in a poor country. You've been poor all your life, and you don't know nothing but manipulating people. And, you know how to manipulate people to get what you want. But I said, and you think you're manipulating me, but you're not. I said, I let you think that, but I'm still doing it. I turn around and manipulate you. And I said, but that's politics, and we've both got to stop it. I said, I'm just going to start calling your hand on some of this stuff you do, and I want you to do it. I want you just to tell me. You know, just tell me, Brother Smith, would you please, you know, let us have that money? Don't run around Robin Hood barn three different times trying to make me believe something to get my, you know, to get me to do something when it's gall. I said, I want you to stop that. He said, I know it, Brother Smith. That's hard for me to stop. He said, I'm trying to stop it. I said, well, I can work with you if you'll be honest enough to admit it, confess it, and tell me you're trying to stop it. But I said, I'm not gonna put up with you. Keep doing it. You know. Well, I understand it. You know, I'm an old car salesman myself. Anyway, I get to exaggerating the gospel sometimes. I get evangelistic. Once in a while, I had to catch myself. Anyway, but what I'm saying is they're in that building, and that building is a nice building for both their churches. Holds them well, and it's bigger than what they actually have to have right now. And it has a 3-bedroom house with a kitchen, dining room, living room, and 3 bedrooms, and every bedroom has a full bath in it. It's pretty nice. And then it has a motel next door. Yeah, Sister Stewart. The Stewarts and the Boyds were there, but they didn't actually see the house. I've been in it, but this old couple owns it. And they've been trying to sell this to us for a couple years. Well, for almost, well, really 3 years now, I've just been, you know, I've just wrote it. I've said, there ain't no way. We can't buy that. It's just ridiculous. He wants 11 million pesos for it. Well, 11 million pesos is almost, it's about $375,000. So, you know, forget the 11 million. I can't even think $375,000. The motel, I don't think we could run a motel. I can't run one that many miles off, and I know the two guys I'm dealing with aren't businessmen. But what we can run is a school. We can run a church school. Over there, every child is educated in a church school. And just about every child. I mean, nobody, hardly anybody. The poorest people won't even hardly send their kids to public. Number one, they won't even accept but so many. Public school teachers make $200 a month over there. Educated, bachelor degree school teachers make $200 a month. Most of them won't even work for that. Anyway, it's cost about $30 a month for your kid to go to a private church school. It's normally church schools. But it wouldn't be hard at all for us probably to get 100 kids in that community in a school and to make $3,000 a month. I don't know how you collect it all, but anyway, I know you can make a living in a school over there. A church could pay for itself. Now, this old couple, they hadn't been able to sell it to anybody else. I'm about to get convinced God wants me to buy this thing, but I can't figure out how. But they told me last time, they said, look, we don't want to die before you figure out how to do this. This old couple, we talked. I hug them and talk to them and tell them to hold on, don't die. I'm going to try to do something. And Brother Green told me the other day, he said, they want to know when the Americans coming. I said, tell them the Americans coming soon. He said they want to know how soon. I said, just tell them he said soon. I said, that'll hold them off. And but they are getting, I told them for a long time. I said, I can't buy it. I can't do this. It won't work, But lately I've been thinking God may be in this. It would really, it's a big enough piece of property we could triple the size of the church in time. And it would be a place where the home, we could keep people that go over there and be a place. I wouldn't have to have a motel. I could have a place to stay when I was there. It would be very good. We probably can buy it for, I don't know, maybe half what they're asking for it. They'll carry a note on it if I can buy them a house, a nice house to get them moved into, and then pay them a note some way, a payment. We're paying $250 a month rent right now on the building. Well, anyway, just pray with me. God will help me some way. I'm trying to get several churches, to give me $100 a month or something to raise enough money to where I can do something over there. It's so hard. This church, y'all been good to give. The Republic Church has been good to give, but it costs so much money just to go over there and back. Stay in a motel. Every time I go, it costs at least $3,000. At least. That's the minimum. Sometimes five. You make about three or four trips a year and spend that kind of money, it's difficult. Thank God for Brother Green and Wichita Church. They give more than anybody does. He's probably supported us with, I don't know how much. 10 or 20, probably between 10 and some years, 20,000 a year. And I've put that much in it personally. The dogs have done that. There's big needs over there. We've got several churches over there. And I spend just $20,000 a year just going over there and back and giving a little old measly $100 offering to every pastor while I'm there. What can you buy with $100? What can you do for a whole church with $100? Bless their hearts. All right, let's stand, pray. Let's ask God to help us. If the ushers would come, I'm going to go over to Haiti and take them this offering. You think we've got needs? They don't even have a home many of them don't have clothes. They don't have anything to give their children. They don't even hardly have much hope. Pray for Haiti tonight while we're praying. Dear God, Father, help us, Lord. Oh, God, with these needs, Savior. Precious Lord, precious Lord. God, these that are sick tonight, Brother Stewart. Oh, God, touch him. Would you heal him, Lord? Touch his body. God, relieve him of this condition. Hallelujah. God, touch Sister Wilkins and Sister Rice. Oh, God, each one of these needs that were mentioned here tonight, Father, we just petition you. Lay them at your feet. Ask you, Lord God, sort them out. Meet our needs according to your will, Lord. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, we need your touch in our lives, your will, your direction, your help, oh God. Precious Lord, touch our people in Haiti. God, comfort those hearts and lives that's lost loved ones and lost their homes and their churches. Oh, God, Jesus, work your work among them and help them, Lord. Precious Lord, as only you can do. Touch this offering, Lord. Help us, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, you can be seated. Lord bless you while you give tonight. Yes. I don't know if anybody got a song. Got a course. All right, let's have it. Let's do it. We're not locked in on anything. Praise God.
Aren't you glad that Jesus brought you to that truth? He brought you to a body where he is the head. He brought you to the living out from among the dead. Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus remembered you? Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus brought you to the truth? He brought you to a body. Brought you to the living out from among the dead. Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus remembered you?
Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus brought you to the truth?
He brought you to the body of which he is the head. He brought you to the living out from among the dead.
Glad that Jesus remembered you.
Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus brought you to the truth?
He brought you to the body which he is the head.
He brought you to the living out from among the dead.
Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus remembered you?
Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus brought you to the truth? He brought you to a body where he is the head. He brought you to the living out from among the dead. Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus remembered you? Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus brought you to the truth? He brought you to a body where he is the head. He brought you to the living out from among the dead. Oh, aren't you glad that Jesus remembered you?
remember in your prayers Sister Sturgeon. She had open heart surgery, I think day before yesterday, but she's had three surgeries to stop bleeding. Had to take her back in the third time, open her back up and try to stop the bleeding again. The last report we had, she's doing better. And she's talking. She knows who people is, and she's conscious again. So, but, you know, they're awful old, and that's just to go through one surgery is tough enough for an old person, much less three. And then Brother Eldon Martin had I don't know how many bypasses he had done, but he came four. He had four, they're saying. And he's doing good, I hear, so just keep him in your prayers. Praise God.
My brother just had gallbladder surgery.
Brother Weininger's brother had gallbladder surgery, so. Larry, or?
He's calling to get a new report. No, my older brother.
Your
Johnny.
Older brother, Johnny. All right. All right, shake hands and be friendly. God bless you. Don't forget, sweetheart dinner, 6 o'clock Saturday night. If you haven't signed up, sign up. And pay up. Sister Smith, give Sister Weininger a check for our sweetheart dinner.